I'm recording this on Thursday, the 9th, and Judy is at the hospital getting some tests done. You know, she had the stem cell transplant, and she's in recovery. And they're getting some things to check on her DNA. When you get the stem cell thing, you get a brand new DNA. But during that process, why they wipe out your old DNA, so you gotta recapture the new DNA and get all your baby shots and this and that. It's amazing. I said all that to say this. She most likely won't be able to help me do the online version of the call to worship. So, grandkids aren't here. Nobody's here but little old Ruffy. So I'm going to do the entire call to worship alone and pray that you follow along. Sisters and brothers, we are called to be prepared. We are called to be ready for the coming of the Christ, for the work of God is not yet finished. The reign of God is not yet established. And we will do the prayer confession together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we confess that we are often let the prospects of our dawn of your reign and of your arrival of the Christ fade in our minds, and that we are therefore do not use them as images to inspire us or goals to guide us in our ongoing discipleship in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, we pray, and keep us constantly prepared, not just for the reign that is to come, but for the reign that is already in the midst, and not just for the ultimate second coming, but for all the many present comings of Christ, especially the least of our brothers and sisters. And it's his name we pray. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we sing glory to the Father.